Slavery. It's understood a number of migrants have been found in the back of a lorry at a ferry port in East Sussex. Emergency services are on the scene in New Haven. Labour is celebrating emphatic double by-election wins after overturning sizeable Conservative majorities in Wellingborough and Kingswood. Sir Keir Starmer says it shows the public are ready for change ahead of a general election this year. But the Defence Secretary, Grant Shapps, claims the Tories aren't too worried.
By-elections don't tend to be an indication of very much about what will happen next. I used to be party chairman and forever, you know, suffer these by-election losses, and we still went on to win the next election.
Christian B., the suspect in the Madeleine McCann case, has had a separate trial adjourned after objections about one of the judges. His lawyer argued she made inflammatory tweets. Ben Duckett hit the quickest ever century against India by an English cricketer on a positive second day of the third test. England finished on 207 for 2 in Rajkot after India had been bowled out for 445. And Kylie Minogue has been announced as the next headliner for the British Summertime Festival. She joins previously announced headline acts including Andrea Bocelli and Shania Twain. That's the latest. I'm Elizabeth Secker.
Thanks very much, Elizabeth. We'll have another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
We've had some sunny intervals during the morning, but it's now gone overcast here in Brentwood, and I suspect it may be the same throughout the rest of the day, though there's possibility we might get a sunny intervals between about 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock. We'll have to wait and see. A high of 14 and a low of 6 tonight. Tomorrow, a day of light cloud and a gentle breeze, a high of 13 and a low of 10. Sunday, a light rain around, but some sunny intervals amongst the showers during the afternoon, a high of 14 and a low of 6. Monday, fairly drizzly day, but again, some sunny intervals around.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Patrick Sherring. Music and conversation on 123. Welcoming the weekend on Phoenix 98 FM.
So good afternoon, great to have your company with us here on Phoenix today. And wasn't it good to have Michelle back? So lovely to have Michelle around. 3 hours of great broadcasting today, and she'll be back again on Monday. So my name is Patrick, and this is the show that we call 123 Friday. 2 hours of good music and chat for your Friday lunchtime entertainment. We've got the regular features as ever today. So at 1:45, we'll be doing the birthdays competition. That's three folks who've had birthdays in recent times. And if you want to take part against our regulars, then you can just email us in radio@phoenixfm.com with how old you think they are. And the vintage chart today at about 2:30 is going to take us way, way back. I thought we'd go right back to 1963 today. So we'll have three tracks from that chart. But my studio guest in the first half an hour or so here today is Julie. Good afternoon, Julie.
Hello, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here, Julie. So where are you from, Julie?
Well, I lead the churches in Kelvin and Hatch, Bentley Common and Navestock.
Excellent. And what are you going to be talking with us about today?
A bit about Lent and sort of this whole season leading up to Easter.
Brilliant. Thank you. Look forward to hearing about that. So that's our show today. Do keep it Phoenix, won't you, for the next couple of hours.
For the best music and chat in town, Patrick Sherring on Phoenix FM.
And I thought we start off today with a couple of Grammy Award winners. The album of the year, Taylor Swift and Midnights. And from it, this is Bigger Than the Whole Sky.
No words appear before me in the aftermath. Salt streams out my eyes and into my ears. Every single thing I touch becomes sick with sadness. Cause it's all over now, all out to see. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. You were bigger than the whole sky. You were more than just a short time. Over in Asia, did some force take you because I didn't pray? Every single thing to come has turned into ashes. Cause it's all over, it's not meant to be. So I'll say words I don't believe. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. You were bigger than the whole sky. You were more than just a short time.
Taylor Swift and Bigger Than the Whole Sky. And also from the Grammy Awards, the best country song and the best country performance, that came from Chris Stapleton, and the song was White Horse. That's Chris Stapleton and White Horse. We'll be chatting to Julie fairly soon.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Cricket, lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
As Darren and no doubt we'll be talking about the test match and all of the other things related to cricket. Just before I speak to Julie here, and we'll be doing a proper travel update in about 10 minutes or so time, but I've got a couple of things that have just come in, just happened here, all around the M11, I'm afraid to say. So the M11 northbound, partly blocked by an accident at Junction 4, the A4106, and congestion is building on the A406. That's the A406. Northbound back to the A12, southbound back to the A104. There's also on the M11 northbound an accident between Junction 8, the A120, and Junction 9, the A11, causing delays back to Junction 7A, which is the A1025. And also London bound partially blocked by an accident at Junction 9, the A11, and Junction 8 for the A120 for Stansted, and traffic back towards Junction 9. So all sorts of problems and difficulties happening on the M11 at this time. We'll have a full travel update, as I say, a little bit later on. So chatting here with Julie. So Julie, remind us again which churches you come from.
Well, I lead the churches in Kelvedon Hatch, Knavestock, and in Bentley Common, which is just on the borders of Pilgrim's Hatch. Yeah.
Right, and so those people who don't know where that all that is in relation to, say, the centre of Brentwood, where would you go to find all of those churches?
North Brentwood, so if you head up the Ongar Road, good old Ongar Road, and you're heading towards Ongar, we're just before you get there, really.
Right, okay, good, good. And how long have you been there now?
It will be 4 years at the end of March, yes.
Right.
Yeah, I started just as lockdown started, 4 days before lockdown.
I remember you coming in, actually, not long after all that had happened. Yeah. And yes, indeed. And so have things built back up to how they were a bit before lockdown?
Yes, they have, actually, which is wonderful. The three churches are, we're seeing lots of new people coming into them. The churches are very different in their styles. All three are different. They're at three different times of the day. And I run round on a, well, I don't run. that is a scary thought. But I drive between the three churches. St. Paul's Bentley is at 9:30 in the morning. And it's, really a lively church in the sense of we have a worship band, We play Lego on a Sunday. How about that?
Really?
Lego in our service.
Okay.
It's great. We do all sorts of things. The kids come out with flags and all sorts of wonderful things. It's marvellous. Then I dash to Kelvin and Hatch for 11 o'clock, where we have a more traditional service with the organ, and it's just lovely, very different vibe, but it's lovely. And then in the evening, I then go over to Navestock, which is the most rural of all the churches, and there we have a very, very, very traditional service with a Book of Common Prayer, and that's lovely as well.
See, yeah. that's really useful and interesting to hear for people, because people who don't go to church, and of course these are all Church of England churches, mm-hmm. don't really know the sort of things that go on. Yeah. So that's a real mixture, and for you, of course, quite unusual to maybe have such a broad mixture of things to be doing.
That's what drew me to them, because the churches are so different.
Sure.
You know, obviously we talk about the one same God. There's no, you know, it is all the same in that respect. But the way we do it is really exciting, in that it's, for me, that's what gives me great, I just love that I can be really excited and, you know, really exuberant in one church and then less so in another, and more, you know, quieter, and then at the last one very, very calm and slow.
But we're all, in terms of our own lives, where you know, we need exciting things, but we also need calm things as well, don't we?
Definitely. So for me, that's really good that I can do those things, and I personally don't think I could be just one.
Okay.
I want to be able to, you know, one minute be loud and then the next minute be quiet and then be in between that.
Yeah. Well, I think that's that just sounds like being a human person to me, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah,
that's good. And of course, Wednesday was Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent. So did you do anything special in any of these churches for Ash Wednesday?
Wednesday was quite something. It really was. It was also Valentine's Day. It was also Valentine's Day. It doesn't happen very often.
No.
The two together. And actually, it was really relevant to do that. But what did I do? Yes. Well, I did a school service in the morning with the church school. And I managed to ash 190 children.
Wow. Joel, tell people what that means.
It means that on Ash Wednesday, the clue's in the word. Get ash from the palm crosses that we give out on Palm Sunday the year before, and we burn them down to get the ash. And then Ash Wednesday is all about thinking about how we've been over the year as an individual, and really thinking about it, not just going, oh yeah, I've had a bit of a rubbish year actually. It's about thinking and saying to God, you know, I've really done some things wrong here. I've said some things, done some things, and I've really thought some terrible things. Maybe I'm speaking for myself here, but, you know, but, you know, I've really, you know, mucked up. And it's the day when we're really, really to try and mean it. And when we mean it, we don't, in the Bible it talks about you rip your clothes and you cover yourself in ash and all of this. We're not quite as, you know, we're not quite like that. But we put the ash on someone's head in the sign of the cross, and we say some words to them that are like, remember your dust, and to dust you shall return. Turn away from sin and be faithful to Christ. That's what we say to everybody. And so the church school came over for a service, first time they've ever done it, and we managed, with the permission of parents, I have to say, it wasn't I forced it upon them, and these children all went, yeah, we want to do this, and they had a choice on their head or their hand, and we ashed about 190 children.
Wow.
Then in the afternoon, I went and did it with an even bigger church school, and ashed some of their children, not as many, I hasten to say, but we did it again. And then in the evening, I did a special one for everybody in the three churches that I lead, and they came and we did it all again.
Okay.
So it was exhausting.
It sounds like it was, but an interesting way to start Lent. We'll have a little bit of conversation a bit more about Lent in a moment, but the first track that you've chosen for us today, Barry White, You're My First, You're My Last, You're My Everything, and I can just tell us that that was a number one in the UK, would you believe, 50 years ago, 1974. It was also number one in Spain, it was USA number two, and it was top 10 in 7 more countries. So why have you chosen this for us?
So, okay, it was Valentine's Day as well, and this is one of those great love songs, but at the same time, within the church, we talk about loving God as well. And this song, although not every word, and, you know, people are going, that didn't sound right, not every word relates to God, but I personally think a lot of what is being said could relate to perhaps my relationship with God, that he's my first and my last and my everything.
That's the first of the three tracks chosen for us today by Julia and Barry White. You're the first, you're the last, and you're the everything. As you just heard earlier on, with the, all kinds of problems on the M11, the area just north of Harlow in both directions, and a number of accidents. So do be wary about all of that. But we'll have a look at the wider travel news as well.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So if we go locally here, in the centre of Billericay is pretty busy at this time, along the High Street and way up, also around by Waitrose area there as well. That's just quite busy. The centre of Brentwood, of course, very busy around Wilson's Corner, and then the Ongar Road, if we follow that through, actually, it's quite busy down by Bentley Golf Course as well at this time. Busy around Shenfield Station, in all of the directions there. When we get down to the Brook Street roundabout, again, travel just building up a little bit in all the directions around in relation to that as well. The M25, too bad really, just a little tiny bit, as still coming south, just past Stapleford Tawney, but nothing particularly reason about why that is the case. It's okay for with the bridge and the tunnel. It's just incredibly busy in all directions on the other side of the bridge and the tunnel, just over there in Kent. The A12, no real problems. There's those ongoing roadworks slowing everybody down between Ingatestone and Margaretting, but beyond that, that's not too bad. Green, a little bit of busy traffic there, and then as we go from Sandon onwards, then that's building up going north. Centre of Chelmsford, very busy around the Army and Navy, and other parts of the town as well, all building up at this time. We'll give you another travel update in an hour, and anything major comes in, of course, I shall let you know all about it. So we're chatting here with Julie from three of the local churches here, and we've just heard about the excitement around Ash Wednesday and all of the things that were going on. But of course, Ash Wednesday is not just a thing of itself, really, is it? It leads into Lent. So why does that make any difference to anybody these days?
Wow, there's a question. So Lent is 40 days leading us from sort of Ash Wednesday all the way up to Easter Sunday, and what it means is that for Christians it's a time of, well, we say in our church, the church is where I am, we're using it as a time of journeying with our relationship with God, with Jesus, and we're looking at sort of how we do that journey and where are we with God right now. And you know, we've been talking about that, and some of our what we're doing during Lent, we're doing a Bible study about traveling well together and how we think about those things and what does it mean to be a follower of Jesus, what does it mean to be a Christian today and how we do that. And then at the same time, one of the other churches is doing a Saturday course on hearing the Bible, but then using lots of different arts and crafts for people to just try and express themselves through art and craft, which is, for me, I'm not into art and craft, so I'm a bit like, ooh, but for everybody else, they love it. But we can sit and talk and think about things. But today, what does it mean to be a Christian today? Apparently we're the most persecuted religion now around the world. There's a scary thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yes. So we're just working our way through what is it like to be a Christian? And Ash Wednesday's that start. And on that day, the reading we heard about was about that we should pray. And so that's a fundamental of being a Christian, that we're to pray and pray some more. And how we do that. And so it's saying that, you know, it's okay to pray quietly at home. It's okay to pray for people when you're in the supermarket queue. It didn't say that in the Bible, I have to say.
But, really?
Yeah. But you can pray anywhere, anytime.
Sure.
It's just that, you know, sometimes we're not necessarily to walk around, you know, shouting our heads off, going, hey, I'm praying for you.
But yeah, because it might be just a quiet prayer.
In your head.
Yes.
The people in front of you. It's not, dear God, please let people go faster in front. But it's about, you know, it's about praying for what's going on in their life right now.
Sure.
And be with them and help them this day. So that's one thing, praying. The big one that everybody knows Christians for is, you know, we're meant to give up something in Lent, or not necessarily give up, but maybe to take something up. So there's this big old thing that everybody goes on a diet during Lent for 40 days, and it's not meant to be a time for just diet. Actually, if we're going to do that, it should be about fasting, and that's a whole another level of that, where you actually set aside proper time to think about why you've given up that. And Lent's meant to be that, but it's become more about, well, I'm giving up chocolate or whatever, or beer or wine or whatever it is. I would also say, yes, you can do those things and that's good, but why are you doing it? It shouldn't just be because you want to lose weight. It should be about, actually, I want to do this because it's a challenge, and the challenge is that I'm doing this. Who am I doing this for? It should be, I'm doing it for Jesus or God first and then me second. But, you know, that's the way the Christian world is, to actually put, like the song said, God first. And, you know, why am I doing this? So it's that time of thinking about it. But, again, the readings we had on Ash Wednesday, it was about how many of us are pretty miserable because, oh, I've given up chocolate. Oh, and I'm so hungry. But actually, it said in the reading on Ash Wednesday, actually, we're not to walk around like that. We're to brush our hair. It's, it actually says that. Brush your hair and wash your face and make yourself look presentable.
It does.
So that you're not actually going around miserable and actually you're walking around going, actually, I've given up chocolate this year. It's a real challenge, but I'm doing it for a specific reason, and that's because of my faith.
Yeah, absolutely. And doing it because you can do it as well, you yeah. see. So, yeah, so, yeah.
But I'm taking something up, and that is to rent. I'm making a decision that I've got so much stuff compared to many in the world.
Sure.
And I'm going to look through my wardrobes and look around my house and think, do I really need that?
Excellent.
If I don't, I'm going to set it something aside each day for Lent, 40 days. And then at the end of that, I should have accumulated quite a bit, and I can give it to various charities. So,
if you did one a day, that's 40, isn't it? But and that might sound a lot, but I read somewhere other recently that most people have got well over 2,000 different things in their houses.
Yeah. We did a thing as a church, and I said to them, you know, how many of you chose what shoes to wear to church today? And of course, everybody went, yes, so I've chosen what colour shoes to wear for church or what clothes to wear. Well, so many millions of people around the world haven't even got one pair of shoes, let alone let's choose a pair of shoes.
Yeah, we forget, don't we? And Lent's a good time to kind of just remember and refocus that, of course, lots of people are in lots of problems in this country at this time, but in a global perspective, things are still better for many people here than they are in many places.
Yeah,
absolutely. Most places, indeed. Next track, Julie, is Take That and Shine, a 2006 UK number one, top 10 in four more countries, came from their comeback album Beautiful World, which was a number one in this country, in Ireland, and also in Taiwan, and top 10 in four more countries. So, why have we got this?
Oh, well, there's a story to this, that before I was a priest, way before then, the church I was at, they sort of thought maybe they were going to push me a bit. And they said, would you like to lead a service? And I was like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? anyway, so I decided to talk about God's love for everybody because a lot of us don't feel loved. And this song, right in the middle of it, again, not all the words are relevant, but right in the middle of it, the actual chorus, the bit that says, you're all that matters to me, is to me like God saying, you're all that matters to him.
You're such a big star to me. You're everything I want to be. But you're stuck in a hole, and I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see, but I know it's time for you to leave. We're all just pushing along, trying to figure it out, out, out. Oh, your anticipation pulls you down. When you can have it all, you can have it all. It's not good for your health. I know that you can change, so clear your head and come round. You only have to open your eyes, you might just get a big surprise.
See?
take that and shine. And we just heard about Julie using this in the church when she wasn't quite sure whether she was going to become or go forward to become a member of the clergy. And so, Julie, how did everybody respond to all of that?
Well, I think firstly they were a bit surprised that Take That was going to be played in church.
Probably. Not happened every day.
Not really. But at the same time, I think once they started listening, so their hands were in the air and they were swaying. But that bit about all that matters to me, I can even now I can see their faces and how much it was like, wow, someone actually saying to them, do you know, God, you, God's saying to you, you matter. And I think we all need to hear that, that you matter.
Sure. Absolutely. We do all need to hear that because so many people these days think they don't matter to anybody or anything, do they?
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing. We do need to know that we are loved and that, you know, you matter. You are important.
And you talked earlier on about what is the Christian distinctive, and that's very much part of it, isn't it, actually,
yeah.
To really realise that actually your life has significance and purpose and you really do matter.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one of the things I feel quite strongly about is telling people how much they're loved, how much, you know, God loves them. And this is the purpose of Lent, is that it's that time of thinking about, as I said, where are you with God right now? And if you've never even thought about it, well, maybe today's the day to think about it, or tomorrow, or next week, or wherever you've got 40 days, 40 nights. But no, you've got more than that. You've got your lifetime to think about that journey with God. It's all about journey for, you know, from where we are to where we want to be. And God wants to know about you and wants to be, God knows all about you, but wants you to be in relationship with him in the sense of, you know, you saying, wow, okay, once I was like this, actually I'm moving forward all the time. Your life, you know, is, yeah, it's a journey, and we, you know, I always think that, you know, well, I always think for me, it's like Jesus is with me all the time. I can't see him physically. Christians talk about the Spirit, Holy Spirit's with us. But for me, you know, when I'm driving, it's like Jesus is in the passenger seat with me, a bit like having an invisible passenger. And I chat away to him, might say, wow, look at that sunrise, or look at that. Now, some say that would make me a bad driver. Let me tell you, I'm a good driver. But at the same time, there's that sense of how important it is to recognise, look at the world. We go through so fast through our lives. Every day we're so busy that we sometimes forget to just stop and look and be aware of each day what's going on around us. And for me, that's really, really important. So Christians believe that God has created it all. Jesus, Holy Spirit, they're all involved. And we need to take time. And Lent, again, is that time of taking time.
Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant. Julie, what a joy it's been to have you come and chat to us here today. The final track that you've chosen for us, Coldplay, A Sky Full of Stars. Let's just tell a little bit about it. Number one in Italy, Israel, the Lebanon, the UK number 9, USA number 10, top 10 in 26 countries, and from the album Ghost Stories, which went to number 1 on iTunes in over 100 countries.
Wow.
I love all this information because sometimes we just think it's just about ourselves in our own country here, and it's always quite good to realise just how massive some of these best music is all around the world. So why have you chosen for us A Sky Full of Stars?
Well, if you was to ask my family this, we always call it A Sky Full of Clouds rather than stars.
Okay.
Because whenever we went on holiday and I'd be doing the driving and stuff and motorways, this is the one you'd crank up loud. But 9 times out of 10, it'd be clouds and clouds all around us. So it became a bit of a standing joke, Sky Full of Clouds. But it's that about journeying, travelling. This is one to sing along to and to enjoy. And I love singing and worshipping and singing some more. And this is just one that just speaks of awe and wonder and just fabulous. Yeah.
I'm gonna give you my heart.
And a sky full of stars. If you go onto Facebook, you can find the group that's associated with this program, which is simply called Patrick Showing on Phoenix FM. You can join that group. And within that, I've posted an amazing video of a live performance that Coldplay did of that track to kind of advertise today's program. But there's always a video posted during the week about the upcoming show. And that's also the place where I post the full recording of the show. So you can actually access that via the station website, of course, or you can go to that Facebook post.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
Are you hungry? then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Hi, this is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8pm until 10. The best in Indian alternative music, old and new. Live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists. Great new Indian alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
Guess the ages, guess the year. The Friday teaser on 123 with Patrick Shearing on Phoenix 98 FM.
So it's that time in the Friday lunchtime when we have three artists. I'm going to give you some clues. I'm going to play a track by them. And if you want to take part, you can email me radio@phoenixfm.com with your answer as to how old you think they are. When we've finished at the end, the person who's got it closest would get 1 point, but if anybody's got it absolutely correct, then it's 3 points for them. So that's how it works, and we'll see whether you manage to be any of our regulars who'll be taking part, no doubt, today. So the first person today, Peter Brian Gabriel. Peter Gabriel is an English singer, songwriter and musician. He rose to fame as the original lead singer in Genesis. He left the band in 1975 to launch his solo career with his first release Salisbury Hill. By his 1987 release, Sledgehammer won a record 9 MTV awards. He co-founded the WOMAD World Festival in 1982. His awards include 3 Brit Awards and 6 Grammys. Time magazine named him one of the 100 most influential people in the world in 2008. So let's hear his 1980 release, Games Without Frontiers. It was a UK number 4, an Ireland number 3, a Canada number 7, and it was from his third album, Peter Gabriel 3, a UK number 1 and a USA number 2. If you think you know how old he is and you want to take part, it's radio@phoenixfm.com.
Sasha plays with Brit. Adolf builds a bonfire. Enrico plays with it. If this could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears. Chiang Ching's is blue. They
except for Linda Yu. Dressing up in costumes, playing silly games, hiding out in treetops, shouting out rude names. Tears. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears.
That's Peter Gabriel and Games Without Frontiers are the first of our people who we've got today, and asking you how old you think they are. The next one, Robert Peter Williams. Robbie Williams is an English singer and songwriter. He found fame, we take that, between 1990 and 1995, launching a solo career in 1996. His debut album, Life Through a Lens, was released in 1997 and includes the track Angels. His discography includes 7 UK number one singles, and all but one of his 14 albums have reached number one in the UK. He gained a Guinness World Record in 2006 for selling 1.6 million tickets in a day for his Close Encounters tour. He sold over 20 million albums and 9 million singles in the UK. So we'll hear Angels, surprisingly only a number 4 in the UK, but still selling over a million copies, and number 2 in Ireland and top 20 in 10 more countries. If you think you know how old he is, it's radio@phoenixfm.com.
Sit and wait as an angel contemplate my fate. Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through where she won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak.
As Robbie Williams and Angels, I need to interrupt him because we've got another urgent traffic just come in problem, a big problem here. The M25 clockwise, all traffic held at Junction 27, the M11 due to an accident, and there are delays building at this time. So do please be aware of that. If you're on the M25 at this time and you're heading towards that, this is all traffic held held at Junction 27, the M11. This is clockwise due to an accident, and there are major delays building. We'll be back with our third artist after the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.